Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, yes, Morgan. Thank you. So I have a charge on my credit card for Best Gadget at this number, but I don't remember what the item was that I purchased. Can you tell me what it is that you sell?
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
02130. And my name is Joan, J-O-A-N, O'Mara, O'Mara.
O-2-1-3-0?
Yep, 02130.
Yes, and how much was the charge for?
$49.97.
Yes, and give me one moment.
Sure.
Yes, I'm a DCN account for Joan. Could you verify your mailing address?
26 Weld Hill Street, Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts.
Yes, I'm in DC. There was a order that was placed for the foot massager. Do you recall placing an order for a foot massager?
Oh my God, that was junk. I threw it out. That was like junk. So is there going to be a recurring charge for this?
So that foot massager is an entry gift for our monthly subscription.
Oh God, cancel that. No.
So if you
give
a moment, I can have your subscription canceled and I can give you a confirmation number.
Yes. So have you billed me before? I'm going to have to call my credit card company because this is a really bad situation we got here. How many times have you billed my credit card?
Yes, so it looks like the original subscription was started back in October.
What? Oh.
We can have this account canceled. That stops any future billings. We can issue a 50% refund on the latest charge.
No. See, here's the problem. What have I gotten for this
You get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. That would have been emailed to Joan, O-M-A-R-A, at Verizon.net.
I didn't get a gift card.
It would have been emailed to Joan, O-M-A-R-A, at Verizon.net.
Are we speaking same language? I did not get a gift card. So, first of all,
we are in fact speaking the same language. It could have been sent to your spam email.
I'm going
to
call my credit card company because this is a scam.
It's not a scam. The terms and conditions are on the website. What happens when you try to dispute a charge with your bank is that they call us. We do verify with the tracking number that the order was delivered. We verify with the email address, the phone number, as well as the mailing address that the order was placed. What that happens, it puts the account into a chargeback, and we don't issue any kind of refunds once that happens. As a courtesy, we can refund February's charge, but it's a valid charge because you did, in fact, place the order.
I would like you to refund February's charge.
Takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. Would you like a confirmation number?
Yes, hold on, please. I need to get a pen. Let me understand this. You've been billing my charge card since October for $49 and change?
That's correct.
Snap. Yep. I would like you to give me a confirmation number for February's charge.
Well, the confirmation number would just say the account was canceled. I would refund February's charge. Your confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 25889621.
C 2588 96212.
That's correct.
And then you're going to refund February's charge.
Yes, ma'am. I would go ahead and issue that now. It takes 3 to 5 days for that to reflect in your account.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.